Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Lane, with Talkin' Tunes Podcast. I hope that y'all are doing well. Hope your families are doing well. I want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing, clicking the notification bell on YouTube, downloading our episodes on any audio podcast platform. We are here. Like, share, comment. Again, thank y'all for being here. And without further ado, I want to bring forward, not to the stage, but I want to bring forward my brother, my co-host that I actually do this with, super right, producer, nigga. Curator all of right. All things music and environments. Huh?
What? Talk about it.
Go
Preach. Ahead. Keep going.
Read. I feel like somebody's going to say,
I'm your amen
Read.
Corner right now.
Okay, I appreciate it. Appreciate you. You're here. Your mic is on. Y'all, give it up for King Logan. He's in the house, y'all. What's up, my brother?
What's happening? What's happening? What's cracking? What's popping? What's going
what's
down?
What's popping is this good microphones we got going on this audio.
Listen, a little loud, huh?
Sounds really good in my ears right now. Listen, you good? Man, what's going on with you?
Man, I'm chilling. It's a good. Yeah, like I said, man, last week post eclipse, man, I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah. Very optimistic about the next few years.
You've been on that since this eclipse situation. Post eclipse, really, as you said.
It really, I'll be honest with you, I really felt a way about that. I feel a way about that. Like I'm spot on. It's something to it. I don't know exactly. I ain't did no research. It's just what I feel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I did do some research. They were saying you're not supposed to be out. Some people believe you're not supposed to be outside during an eclipse because it brings bad luck. And others feel like it's a thing. And I know I'm a little weird in that sense where I literally would sit around and watch videos of things like this. I like looking at different things. You understand? So, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, listen, y'all, like she said, thank y'all so much for subscribing and listening to us on all platforms. Yes. And now we're going to talk to our producer, man.
Our guy.
John Montez, Money Montez. He's really putting this thing together. He's holding it down. You hear me?
Yes.
What's up, Montez? Man, What's up with you?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, bro. It's a nice day out here in sunny California.
What's
today.
The temperature?
Oh, man. It feel good. That's the temperature.
Feel good. Now, that was terrible.
Sorry.
I'm going to need you to do better as a producer. I need you to know the temperature, sir.
He said, don't worry about it. Feel good.
Man, like, it don't change out here.
You know, just it feels good.
It don't change.
I don't really know what it is.
The temperature is amazing. No one complains about
it. It feel like the other day.
You're going to get upset. You're going to get upset when I tell you. It's 67 degrees right now.
It's how many?
It's 67 degrees right now.
Oh, that's cold, my man. What you talking about?
That's great. The sun's out. So when you stand outside, you get the heat of the sun, but you get the cold breeze. It's beautiful.
No, 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 no. I take them 80s that we in right now.
Yeah, because we like right.
Nice good old 80s.
We knocking on 80. My house is like 77.
Yeah. With how much humidity?
Don't worry about it.
See?
Yeah, you can't have it all. You can't have it all.
Just take the 77.
Actually, you can. If you come to this weather, here it is all. And we got the ocean.
Jay, I'll be there next week.
What else y'all want?
I'll be there next week.
Okay. Anyway, listen, y'all. Listen. Thank y'all for tuning into this show.
Yes.
Yeah, we about to get it going. We got a good one ahead of us today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm King. That's Lane. That's Money Montez. And we got the homie Max in the back. Welcome to the show.
All right, guys. So I got to ask you something.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if y'all saw this story, but I thought it was hilarious. I think it's probably one of those SET moments, those selfish, evil, or thoughtful moments.
We need to make that a thing
for this guy.
Right.
So this guy, he's a Nigerian man. Tell me what you think about this. He stole $10,000 from his girlfriend. That's horrible, right? That's horrible in and of itself.
Shouldn't be stealing.
Now then, what he did, he went and he betted this money, ends up winning $10 million. Okay. So he gives the money back to her. Like, he gives the $10,000.
Oh, he just gave the $10,000 back that he borrowed or he stole?
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me.
that he stole from her because he didn't ask her permission.
Okay.
He goes and wins $100 million off this. He gives her money back, the $10,000. Now she wants $40 million. What do y'all think?
How solid was their relationship?
That is not a question.
I mean,
that is not a question.
Apparently, it wasn't that great.
You stole
because she was, you know,
pay the pipe.
Okay, go ahead. Let's get the man and the woman part. Ladies first. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, since you stole from me in an effort to not sue you for what I feel like I deserve, I'm gonna settle for the $40 million with you. How about that? Run me my money. Give me that $40 million, and we don't have to.
See, you know what's messed up about that? Because that whole sense of entitlement. That man literally gave you back.
No.
He gave you back the money.
No. Let me finish.
Who's entitled? You stole from me. Who's entitled?
Okay, he's not entitled. He's just dead ass wrong.
Right, but okay,
he's just wrong for that. That was terrible. Facts. He was wrong. Okay,
give me my money back.
But he took that 10, made $100 million.
Says,
sweetheart, you know, now I got to be honest with you. If it was me,
okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna leave. I got 100. I'm gonna at least give you the tithes. I'm gonna give you 10%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got 100 M's. I'm gonna take 10. You take
gonna 10 tithe million. To me for stealing my money?
Listen, take 10 million and get on,
sir,
man.
Because
let me tell you what's gonna happen. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen.
Nah.
Watch this. I just won $100 million, and you want to sue me?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I have $100 million. Do you know the attorneys that I can afford?
I don't care what attorneys you can afford. You're going to give me my money because you stole from me.
Listen, we're going to go through so much litigation for years. You're going to be like, you know what? Just give me the $10,000 or give me $10 million, whatever.
No, not if you done stole my $10,000, sir. I'm going to need you to run me my money.
But see, it's the attitude behind that. It's you run me my money.
Okay, let me change it. Sir. Can I please get, you know, a dowry?
No, it's something as simple as this.
What you stole from me?
It's something as simple as this. Hey, look, yeah, you stole $10,000. You were wrong. You agree, right?
Yeah, I see. You want a reason.
No. No, listen to me. This is how you can approach the person and get what you want from the person.
I know how to get what I want.
Instead of coming at, hey, run me my bread, man.
Okay.
No.
So you want to sit down and be civilized in this conversation after you done stole from me?
I'm trying to give you this 10 back. And your rebuttal will be like, are you serious right now? You just won $100 million. I've been here, I done rolled with you, and you stole my money?
Oh, so that's the script.
Can I at least get $40 million?
So that's the script that I need to get more money, sir.
No, here's the other option that he could have done.
You catch more bees with honey.
The other option that he could have done was said, go ahead and report your money stolen because you don't know who took it anyway, and not giving her anything back.
John.
You get what I'm saying?
That's getting into the evil. That's getting into evil.
He's a criminal. But John, you just showed yourself. Oh,
John,
my God.
You said selfish, John, evil,
oh,
or thumb. My God.
Never,
evil.
My God.
Oh, my God.
John, you gave in. And he said
but that could have been.
John, no.
Yeah, that could have been
John,
an option.
You know
like he could have
with everything
he could have walked away and said, but he didn't. He came back. He was honest enough and came back and said, look,
I took
this money from you. He was honest enough to bring the money
you
back.
You got to give him some credit. He wanted to be here. I'm going to bring you the 10 back. He could have never said nothing.
She didn't know it was him.
Y'all know I am
she
the most
didn't
reasonable.
Know it was him.
Benefit of the doubt person on the planet, okay? I believe the best about people first in every situation. But what I'm saying to y'all is, you stole from me, and you just want to return back to me what you stole? Like, hey, I didn't give you permission to take my 10 G's, my 10 racks.
Hey, you see the attitude, John? You see what I'm saying?
Is that an attitude? You stole from me. That's a violation.
But I'm coming back to you.
Call it an attitude if you want to.
You know who, John, you know who she remind me of? Like, this energy right here is that whole, the girl who got a divorce from her husband because he went broke.
Sean Lavelle.
First of all,
Sean Lavelle
James. Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Y'all are not gonna compare me. What is her name?
Sean Lavelle.
Y'all not gonna compare
Sean
me
Lavelle.
To her. Lane. Y'all not gonna compare me to her.
Yeah, we hear what you're saying.
Two different things.
Hey, just so y'all know what we're talking about.
Tell them.
A woman
story.
Files for divorce because her man went broke.
That's crazy.
She claims she didn't agree to stay.
Yeah.
So she didn't even do the vows then, because it said through rich or poor.
No, she did the vows.
She just
ignored that part.
Yeah, she did.
This was her.
She just sped through that part. Like
she didn't take it serious. She was like, no, that's not that part.
Let's stay here for a second.
Okay. Let's talk this out. Read her post.
Sean Lavelle James said it in just like this, and I quote, "Today makes 2 years since my husband proposed to me, married in June, in quotations. When I said yes to a protector and a provider. I did not agree to marry a man that would end up broke at some point in our lives. I'm an extremely beautiful woman, and I deserve a man that knows his job is to always take care of me and my children. I did what I did because promises were made to me that were broken. Mm. I don't care what anyone thinks about me. I'm the best thing that happened to that man, and I will be even better to my next husband. With that being said, I filed for divorce."
Sweetheart, you got one thing. Let me hear the quick reality of this.
I'm offended.
Wait. Apologize.
Thank you.
The quick reality for her is this. Sweetheart, you are all over the internet.
The whole internet might not be no next husband, baby. They gone.
You can hang that up, Shawty, because you done put yourself out there. Because at the end of the day, when we find out that's what it's for, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
All right, yo, you know what? Oh, my mama, you good?
I'm like, did they have a prenup or something? Like, what were they?
You know what? It almost seems you got to have some type of prenup or NDA something on regular marriage.
That's sad.
Because she told my promises were made to me. And what did she say, Montez? The first part? I don't care what nobody say I did. It seems as if they were broken.
She was the best thing that happened to that man. So I will be even better to my next husband.
Tell me what made you the best thing that ever happened to him, sweetheart? When he was the bag.
Right.
When he was the money, he was taking care of you.
So she's saying that he had it and then he lost it because he went broke and then she divorced him.
Yeah.
That's trifling.
I can say some stuff. I ain't gonna say.
That sounds like there's a very similar case that the judge. What's a judge? Judge. What is his name? Judge.
Judge. Brown.
TV judge. He's yes.
Brown.
Yes.
What happened?
Judge Joe Brown.
He had a case similar to this, where the girl comes and does the same thing and divorces the man because he ended up getting cancer, and. His point was he was paying the bills up until that point. Mm. And now you're leaving after he's got cancer. Same. Now you're leaving. And I hope this not the same person.
Well, it is the same person, though. At principle, it's the same person.
At principle, yeah.
That sucks. And that's sad. And that's sorry. And you know what? I wonder.
That suck monkey balls.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
The way you said that just took me out.
Come on, because I meant it. It sucks monkey balls.
Literally, like.
You dig what I'm saying? Gosh. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, that don't make, come on, man. That's
dirty.
Yeah.
Do y'all think this is real?
Okay, let's talk about, do y'all think this is real, or do you think she was doing that for clickbait? What do y'all?
No, I think it was real. Really? I think it's that delusional sense of entitlement that people have now.
Yeah. Talk that.
It's very delusional. It's very delusional.
Oh, I can say whatever because I want to say.
Get somewhere and set up.
Yeah, it sounds crazy because it is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a very delusional sense of entitlement that people just have today because they didn't get spanked when they were a kid. So and they got a trophy for everything.
Ooh.
So they think in life I'm supposed to just show up and be blessed and I don't have to do the work.
You don't get no trophy.
You really feel, John.
Yeah.
He keeping it funky though. Because at the end of the day, right now, there's this whole sense of entitlement. Like, what is it, a few months back, you couldn't take the ladies to the Cheesecake Factory. You know what I'm saying?
But I like, come on now. I like the Cheesecake Factory.
And then the dude going, who's her? What, didn't we talk about dude sending the girl $30 for lunch and she didn't like it? She was mad because he sent the $30 for lunch?
Okay.
What am I going to do with $30?
Okay, let me say it's lunch.
Who the fuck?
What do you mean?
I'm trying.
It's this for me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. Listen,
I'm surrendering.
Who you going to eat at? Where you going to lunch?
I tell you what would be funny is if Sean Lavelle decides to go and try to marry the Nigerian man who just won $100 million.
What that's going to look
that'll
like.
That would be hilarious.
You know what? You know what? See, you see what I'm saying?
You know what?
John, the stuff you say to try to... Now, you be a clickbaiting dude. Well, I'm about to...
You know
I'm trying not to cuss because it's at the tip of my tongue today, boy.
We're going to call him John the clickbait producer.
No, listen, no. Because that nigga, he's an antagonist for real. Nigga, what if they married each other? So,
but I mean...
Maybe.
They going to be two messed up bad people.
Right.
Together. But I'm going to stick by him, no. Okay.
And lose that money fast.
You know what?
Real fast.
Let me say this to the ladies real quick. Because, listen, I hear the stories.
Say to the ladies. Because I'm going to say something to the ladies.
Yeah, the $30 lunch, the Cheesecake Factory, the all this real talk. I get, you know, you have standards. But are those really standards? Like, seriously, some of y'all are complaining, man, you know, I really want to be in a relationship. You know, I can't find no man. Or da, 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 da. But you want to, like, trip when he want to treat you to a $30 lunch. Y'all got to get out of here with that. And ain't nothing wrong with the Cheesecake Factory because a couple of years ago, everybody was standing in line for 2 years or for 2 hours, I should say, waiting to be seated at the Cheesecake Factory. Ask me how I know. So y'all
got Cheesecake Factory got some good food. I don't care
they
what you
do.
Say.
I'll eat there today. Y'all send in the gift cards. Ladies and gentlemen.
Grand Lux.
Let me ask you guys at Grand Lux. I like Grand Lux.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, do you think it's the way they're being raised? Like this personality type?
No.
Is it
I think it's the way they're being raised? I think it's TV.
Here we go. I don't think it's what's being raised. I mean, the kids being raised.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is them being raised on certain TV things, shows and
reality
internet
shows
thing,
and stuff.
And seeing people do stuff. Oh, I need this and I need that. Who told you needed that? You know what I'm saying? I seen the chick the other week to my, well, he, whoever I end up with, he got to know that I'm the bag. And the dude asked her, no, she said, he said, what do you bring to the table? She's after she said, I'm the bag. He said, what do you bring to the table? She said, I am the table. Are you really?
Well, now.
Oh, no, no, because here's what I'm finna say. Well, are you really the table?
I mean,
right.
When it's his job to protect you, and provide for you.
Right. Mm. According to your post.
Who the bag? Who the table?
Right.
I mean.
Right.
I'm not trying to say men are better than women.
Facts.
And vice versa.
Right.
All I'm saying, I don't want nobody to get, ladies, please do not get mad at me.
They're not going
to
get mad at
you. You say what you want to say in the comments. It's whatever. I'm okay with it. I can handle it. All I'm saying is, when he is his job to protect you, you know how much energy it takes to protect somebody? And it's his job to provide for you. And if he don't provide on the level that you think, or this man hit a rough patch, and the industry that he's in, the bottom falls out of it, it collapses. Mm-hmm. So he got to rebuild his whole life again.
Right, right.
You lead a nigga?
Can I?
You couldn't be dope enough to be say, all right,
I'm gonna stay by
let's figure
you,
this though. Thing out and let's get through this. It's us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to pull back on some of this. We ain't gonna be able to do this.
Right.
We ain't gonna be able to do that. But we know good and God know well it could happen again because he did it before. He had the money before. He could do it again.
Hey, same God right now.
Oh, here she go, Jesus. Here she go. Here
but hey,
go.
Let me say.
You do what I'm saying, but you understand what I'm saying, though. Am I making sense?
I'm with you. Let me say this to your point. I'm gonna add with you to this point. Have you ever seen a situation where let's take these stories or scenarios where it's like, oh, you know, you lost this, you didn't have this, you couldn't take care of me, I'm out. The dude, I'm gonna use a man as an example. The husband, he's on the grind. He's now the ex. He done started from the bottom. He done built something fabulous. He's now a multimillionaire. He's got, he's a CEO of a company. He's got this lavish lifestyle that you've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have stuck by him and built with him, you would have been a beneficiary of if you'd have taken your vow serious.
Listen,
that's all I'm going to say to that.
You can't be, you know, don't get mad when he don't want to listen to the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad.
I got a song.
When it pop for him, he lost it all. When it pop for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it's gonna pop.
That could have been. Hey, listen, you decided and you was very adamant about it. What did she say, John? What did Chevelle say? Promises were made. Promises that were broken. He had no control of that.
And what promises did you make that you didn't have control of that got broken?
Goofy.
Come on, y'all. Let's.
She said she was going to ride with him. That's at the end of the day. We're going to put out all the vibes. We're going to say ride. She said she was going to ride.
I'm going to ride with you.
I'm going to ride with you.
Where are we going, though?
Huh? What you say, Pastor? Yup. All that. I'm going to
ride with you. I'm going to stick by him.
But then when the road get a little rough, you're like, ooh, pull over and let me out this car. Or you find out life is too real over there.
Yeah. And it is,
and
man.
Like, well, yeah, nah.
Again, it's to me, I'm going to use the word delusional again. Mm. The reason she claims in the post, I'm an extremely beautiful woman. And because of that, that's why you deserve a man that knows his job. So you're equating your value to your beauty. So what in the world are you even bringing to the table? That's like,
wait a minute,
what is that? You get what I'm saying?
Okay, don't nobody get mad at me for saying this, but I got to say it. She's talking about what I'm a beauty. And she equating her value. Yeah, Lane's about to be one of them.
Oh,
she equating her value to what, her beauty?
Her beauty,
What other than your beauty, what do you bring to the table?
Right.
Some used I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. That's too much. I'm sorry.
Lane's face. Lane's face.
I just don't know where I went.
Oh, my God.
Listen, y'all, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I did not mean to offend nobody. But let's keep it funky, though.
That caught her so off guard, she couldn't even go. She couldn't even dip to the side. That just caught her off guard.
I just stood still. I was like, well, I mean.
But watch this, though. We laugh and we plan, but think about it, though.
You said keep it funky, and that's the problem.
Used up. Some used vagina.
King Logan. Yeah, like, for real, you got it. Like, your beauty. I mean, come on. Seriously, get somewhere and sit down. I don't need to talk about
beauty, because Lane thinks she's the most beautiful woman on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you,
she take 5 minute naps. She take 2 minute naps and I'm back and I'm beautiful.
How many naps do I take? Wait, what did you say? 5 minute naps?
You take a blink nap. And I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You see? It worked. Yes, I am beautiful. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We kind of hyped up. We kind of amped up because there's a lot of things going on. And reading these stories and hearing some of the stupidity, this is just I'm going to speak for myself, hearing some of the stupidity. And then also on the flip side of the coin, maybe some concerns, because I'm wondering if these folks that we are discussing, these stories, these headlines, if these are, you know, people are maybe dealing with some trauma, like from their childhood that's showing up in their adult life that they haven't dealt with. So like, I know we talk, you know, because we have a relationship, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out yet, me, King, and Jay, Jontez, Bonnie Montez, we are a family. Like, outside of Talking Tunes, we are a real family.
Yeah, I'm in a family that they don't ever take out of town with them, but that's different.
You know, we're going to LA next week. What are you talking about? Anyway.
Let's go.
Beauty nap.
I don't want to mess up your...
Yes. So anyways, remember, it's on the tape, okay? It's on the tape. But real talk, though, let's talk about, like, we were, as a family, we were just kind of discussing some, you know, childhood trauma and how we deal with it in our adult life. And one of the things that stuck out on our conversation was, you know, something for me personally was rejection trauma. Yeah. And let me tell you something, man, when we were like walking through that as a family, us three, I'm going to read if that's okay with you guys, rejection trauma, where you make assumptions about what others are thinking. And then you're scared to let people in and you find it difficult to compromise and you are a people pleaser. Man, when we were talking about that,
The symptoms of that was crazy. Yeah.
Yo, I've dealt with all of that people pleasing thing and then being scared of what people are thinking. And then real talk, half the time people ain't thinking about you. It's in your head.
You know what? But like you said, but dealing with it, childhood trauma as an adult though.
Oh.
Like that's a different because I didn't find out until I was 20 24, 25 years old, that my mama sit me down one day and told me that she originally gave me up, put me up for adoption.
She told you that in your 20s, bro?
I didn't know until I was in my 20s.
Oh, wow.
So dealing with that type of, you know, it was like early 20s. It wasn't that late. It wasn't 25. I think it was like 22 or something like that. And to hear that, you start thinking about all the stuff that happened in your childhood.
So would you, do you feel like that's like a form of abandonment since we were like walking through that? You like, did you feel abandoned or do you feel, I mean, obviously in your 20s, you know.
You know what? I didn't feel abandoned, no.
Okay.
The abandonment issues, nah, it was more, this, I felt rejected. It's like, yo, what on earth?
Yeah. Mm.
Like, and then now you wait till I'm grown to tell me this. So now I go back and start thinking back over my life, like, oh, this is why that happened. This is why that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and not knowing, real talk, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Like, I was 26, 27 years old when I finally, when I finally got a confident person.
Okay, I got you.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because all my life, like you said, these symptoms of rejection trauma, it's crazy.
Yeah, they'll show up in all kinds of ways.
You know, you easily make assumptions what others are thinking. Like, a lot of times, you're like, man, that nigga probably said, I wonder what they, you know what I'm saying? And that is a tough way to live. Because I literally, to this day, still find myself like that with music. I got records upon records on my hard drive because I'm nervous that nobody would like them. Both of y'all know this about me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got records. I'd be like, meh. And like, to be quite honest with you, the last couple songs that I released, the last song I released and then the one getting ready to release, if I didn't have somebody like Lane saying, yo, bro, that's record crazy. I trust her saying that. Or Darius saying, bro, that record is, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's almost as if sometimes I got to have somebody that, you know what I mean? And I hate
the validation.
You know?
And affirming, this is probably going to be, we're going to talk about this a lot. But here's an exercise that I started putting myself through when I realized that I was dealing with rejection trauma. Since we were able to coin it, right? We're able to label it or put a name to it, is when those narratives are playing in my head, I have a practice where I ask myself, what else could be true? So I might be going down this slippery slope and it might take me like a day. It could take me 30 minutes. It could take me 10 minutes. And I'll say, what else could be true? And then I start speaking out. They're not thinking about you, or they think highly of you, or you're doing a great job, or, you know, whatever it is that I need to hear to combat the negative narrative. And I think as creatives, King, to your point in the music, you know, we're tapped into this thing and we're super duper sensitive in that space. It's very spiritual.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
When you're offering up this creation, this creativity that's coming from you, that God gives it to you. And you're able to do something that nobody else can do, no matter what it sounds like, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's proper for you to release it and then start to question yourself. You know what I mean? But I think how we handle it on the back end is the win, is the pivot. It might take a while. It might take a little bit. It might take releasing more records. It might take getting into practice to, you know, where you're like, you know what? It's out there. It's going to reach somebody. It's good. It's not just good, but it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, because
combat that.
Go ahead.
So and I'm not giving you the answer to it. I'm just telling you, like, practices I put myself through.
I hear what you're saying, because at the end of the day, it was a whole rejection thing for me, right? And like I said, it wasn't until I was like 20, I think it was like 26, 27 years old, when I finally came into aware of myself and, you know, the good things about myself and just like, okay, cool. So growing up, I thought I was the most ugliest person on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I was the poorest kid, and that was a real story, a true story. I was really poor. So growing up, I just kind of started having false confidence. You dig what I'm saying? And so that's where a lot of time the fighting would, you know, right. when you test me, I got to, you got to. But I promise you, I never forget. I ain't going to say no names. And I know it's going to be, this story here might be clutch your pearls on this one. I was at one of my son's Pee Wee football games. And this young lady walks up to me and said, "Can you walk out here every day like you own this field?" I said, "Man, hey, it is what it is." And my exact, and I'm going to quote, she said, "I like that. I'm going to give you some pussy."
Times two.
I said, "All I got to be is confident to get the women? Oh, my God."
And was that confidence real at that time? Or is that what you're saying? Like it was like a...
That's when the light went off. That's when the light said, "Be who, boy, be okay with you. People like you. They like you like this. Yeah. You think you're nothing. You think you're garbage. You think you're trash."
Yeah.
But on the flip side, it's somebody out there saying, "Yo, I fooled with that one." And then all it takes from that point is for you to fool with yourself.
Facts. Yeah. Bar.
You dig what I'm saying? Because at this point, like, I fool with me.
Yeah.
I've using Lane's terminology from last week.
What?
I spent a lot of money on a lot of experiences.
Experiences.
You
yes.
You dig what I'm saying? And I've had some experiences and I've had some, and here's the crazy part, I've had free experiences from people that won, got some awards. I can't even, if I say the awards, y'all might even know who they, like.
Don't say
that. Listen,
words.
Man.
Don't say
I ain't going to say it.
Because if you say the word two times, that means it's real, you know.
Yeah.
Black
yeah,
people, awards, awards.
Listen, two words. You for real, for real.
For real, for real. No, I'm for real, for real. Not for just one time, real. But two times.
Nah, I'm dead ass, you're
that, listen.
Yeah, but no, it's so that's when my whole, like you said, using, you know, making yourself feel good. Like, I literally would look myself in the mirror and be like, "All right, Playboy, this is what you decided to put on today? You okay with it?" Yeah. Own it.
Yeah. And sometimes and I can you walk have to tell yourself that, right?
It's called self-esteem.
Yep.
That's how it starts with me there, because I believe in self-affirmation, self-esteem. Yeah. Because if you relying on other people's affirmation, good luck with that one, my nigga.
You know what? Since you said affirmation, why don't we, like, at the end of the show, share an affirmation, like, with our listeners? Pretty, are y'all cool good. With that?
I'm with that.
Yeah, which, absolutely.
Something that, because you know maybe they don't know any, or maybe they just need help in that space, and we could give them something.
Lane, you said something, though, because, again, just doing our research, you said something earlier about abandonment.
Oh, gosh.
Like, that's a whole trauma, for real, for real.
Oh, yeah.
So serious. So serious. That so two words
real,
is it, y'all.
Real, for real.
That's a real trauma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And wait a month. Because Montez, you found the definition of it, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Fear of being left behind and or abandoned. What is it?
Hold on. The inability to form healthy relationships in your teenage or even your adult years.
Say, man, let me tell you something.
Let's talk about it.
That is a real life situation for me. And I didn't realize that until I was, I'm 40, whatever. What 40?
You who?
I'm 40 something. This was 2 years ago when I started therapy. And when that man told me, "King, you suffer from separation anxiety," it all started making sense to me then. When you asked me earlier, did I feel abandoned?
Yeah.
No, I felt rejected at that moment.
Right.
And then thinking, and then when I started thinking back,
gotcha.
It's like, oh, because I've been on my own since I was 16 years old.
Right.
It's get out. Yeah. That's when I heard the words from my mama's mouth say, you know, "I love you, mama. I still love you. Rest in peace." When I heard the words "get out" come out of my mother's mouth, that moment I felt abandoned.
Sure.
Yeah. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How old were you then?
16.
Okay.
I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and to be quite frank with you, just here in my latter years, I didn't realize how messed up my life was. Mm-hmm. It was like a norm, because when I tell people, some people, that story about being a mom since I was 16, they were like, 16? I was in high school doing da-da-da-da.
Right.
Well, you was doing that. I was in the streets trying to live. I'm out here trying to get it. I'm trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? So me and you, we ain't the same.
Facts.
So that's why, and when it says the inability to form healthy relationships, that's hard for me because I don't trust nobody. Mm-hmm. Trust is a yeesh. You know what I'm saying? Trust is an issue for me that it's bad. sometimes Lane, she give people benefit of the doubt sometimes, and she gives them grace.
A lot.
I'm just now learning what grace is.
It's never
now, am I applying grace? Not in every situation.
Yeah, you got to use wisdom too.
I'm not applying grace and not applying in every situation because
I don't apply it in every.
I'm just saying, by that I mean, you'll do it more than, you got one time with me.
I have to, man. But that's just my conviction.
And what makes me mad, if I give you two and three times and you do the same thing.
Oh, God.
That's when I get very angry. That, because it's like, yo, you don't know what it took for me to even get a second time.
Yeah, I'm going to need a minute.
Do you get angry or do you just like cut them off?
Oh, that's one and the same.
So.
Okay.
It's one and the same for me.
And I've experienced
once,
both.
Once I'm angry at you at that point, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do with your life. Now, in the past, I would act on my anger and my frustration and then cut you off.
So now, does that sometimes turn into unforgiveness for you?
A lot of times, yes. And it's funny you saying that, because now it's just these latter, it's not, I'm not going to act like I've had it all together. It's just these latter years of mine, I'm learning to forgive and what is forgiveness and how to forgive and why to forgive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, you got to forgive to make it to heaven. You got to forgive to live.
Facts.
Yeah.
We talked about that before in another episode.
Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? You have to forgive just to be able to say, whew, okay, Lord, cool.
Jesus.
I can breathe. I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying?
I might need to lay on the altar for this conversation.
The altar. The altar.
Because as y'all are talking, I'm like seeing pictures of people. And
John, she's going to lay prostrate before the Lord.
Yes. Right. Hallelujah. Right. Jesus. I haven't done that.
You know, I used to think that had to do with your prostate. When people used to say that, I didn't hear the R. I was like, well, how are women going to do that? Because they don't have.
It's just like me and the Bereed family.
The who?
The Bereed family. Growing up in church, they used to do the sick and shut-in list. And the Bereed family was always this Bereed family. And I was like, man, the Bereed family always sit.
They on the list every week.
I didn't know Bereed mean people who are grieving under the Bereed.
Bereed was a family name.
Yes, because they. Let me tell you why.
That's great.
Because they said this other family that was a real family. They said their name first, and then they was all on. They was on the list at the same time. The whole family.
Everybody was in here as like a family reunion.
All the time.
Bereed.
So yeah, I thought. But anyway, me feeling abandoned is definitely deal. Like you said, John, my unforgiveness. I'm getting better because I don't feel like carrying that stress. I don't feel like carrying that weight. You dig what I'm saying? Like I've suffered an experience. I'll say this. I say it. Being sexually assaulted or essayed, however, whoever want to say it, as a child, by a brother of mine. I think I've said this story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that story. Because I don't want to say it again. I was angry for a long time.
Of course.
Until when I forgave him and said it to his face, I felt so free and so light and so, you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me and forgiveness, Mm-hmm. I try to catch forgiveness quick, even though it's not given to me often.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I try to catch it quick. It's like, yo, I forgive you, bro. Forgive me if I, you know what I mean? Like, no, we cool. And I might not say, oh, bro, I forgive you. But if I hit you with, no, bro, we cool. For real. On my mama, we cool, all right? Mm-hmm. I mean that. Now, sometimes if I hit you, yeah, I bet. If I hit you with an I bet.
Or a two-piece.
Now, you know, if I hit you with a, hey, bro, man, I'm bad, bro. And I'd be like, I bet. I'm still working through some things right there, because I want to bust in your eye. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you an exercise I put myself through when I was saying earlier, something that I do. I ask myself, what else could be true when like the wrong narrative is running rampant in my mind? When I'm in a space where I'm that angry towards a person, and trust me, I can go there. And I know when.
I swear, you be ugly when you get mad too. That's I hate it.
That's how, ladies and gentlemen, we've been together for too many years.
You get ugly. Right. I'd be like,
you ugly. Okay, how about that?
What is wrong with
her? So anyway, so back to
like
me.
You ever hear Montez? You ever hear somebody get mad and get loud, and you just be like, "Ugh, be quiet," because it don't even sound right.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Thank you for saying that. So when I'm going through something, I won't call you my brother.
Listen, not if you're gonna call me. Listen. Don't call me till you calm down.
Really? What if I need you to calm down, fool?
Nah.
You're not gonna.
I promise you, some people call me and I can talk to them.
I'm not some people.
But I don't like to hear you even. You be like, shut up.
Okay.
That's not even it.
Tell me how you really feel, King Logan. Tell me how you really feel.
And it's only because I'm used to the upbeat, the positive energy from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I understand you're human. I'm just letting
you
know
un-human
about me. You can be human to everybody else. I'm going to need you to be the other human with me. Okay?
You want me to be like unicorns and rainbows.
I don't like it.
And Lucky Charms. No. Listen, some days, man. I want to eat Count Dracula, okay? If I need to express myself, I'm going to call my brother. Okay, anyway.
No, I'm glad you married. Amen.
Back to me. I'm going to call my brother.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I am married to the black Holy Spirit. I ain't going to lie.
Yes, you is. That's like, Jesus' nephew or something. I don't know.
I don't want to read Psalms.
The Bible says, Holy Spirit, the Lord said, you like Darius.
I don't want to talk about God right now. Real talk, bro. No, just kidding. But one thing, that's a very real thing, but one thing an exercise I try to put myself through, and sometimes I win right away and a lot of times I don't, is when I start feeling that anger, I'm gonna call it rage or whatever, I'll ask myself, what does that mean to you?
What you mean?
Like, what you're feeling, what does it really mean to you? And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not saying this word.
Give me an example. Give me an example.
Let's just say I'm going through some things. I'm processing through some things right now.
Okay.
And I have an opportunity to go this way or that way. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. And if I go the wrong way, and when I say the wrong way, for me, it's based on my convictions, right? Because I know better, right?
Mm-hmm. Just to help us paint a better picture, and you don't have to give us details if you can.
Sure.
Is this more of a personal setting, a corporate setting? Like, what is this?
Personal family relationships, like tight-knit, close, right?
Okay.
And so I'm working through a situation, right, recently, and I had an opportunity to go make that King phone call that he don't want to answer, but whatever. But I had to ask myself, shut up, King. I had to ask myself, what does that mean to you? And all that means is when I say that in my mind or if I say it out loud, I have to sit with myself. And I have to work through, what does that really mean? What are you going to get out of what you're feeling? What are you going to get out of this going the wrong way? What are you going to get? What are you going to win if you respond to this or react to this the wrong way? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't always do well in that space because I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. I don't always do well in space, but I really try to put myself through that exercise because I understand that on the other side, somebody might be going through a season where they're going to need me later on, right? Mm-hmm. Or a part of me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I say that I love you and that I ride with you, I mean that. So that means you could be having a down moment or you might need a moment or you might have a season where it's like, okay, you good? but I'm always be here for you. That's all I'm saying. And it's not easy.
No.
I had to swallow my pride in a whole lot of situations to get to that place. And I'm still, I'm working in progress.
But it also took you, it also, I was going to say that. It took you time to get to that point. Because probably I would say this. I would say that when you were younger, you probably popped off a little easier.
Like last week. I was younger last week.
That girl said I was younger last week, man. I went off last week.
Last week I went off. I did. I am not on front. But you know,
I mean, I think we've all kind of like evolved, which make honestly, you know, going back to our one of our initial points, we've all been a little Sean Lavelle-ish and Sean Lavelle James and being immature in our thoughts and our ways of thinking. And you know what? If she does hear this and wants to come on the show and defend herself, please, by all means, I'd love to hear her side of the story.
I'm here for it. Real talk.
I would. All right.
Do your job, John. Go ahead. Do your job,
Sean Lavelle James. I'm standing on it with you, Jay.
I would love to hear that.
But I'm gonna say, like, you got to say,
right? Like, I think forgiveness. If we tend to look at it as if though we're saying we're condoning what that person did,
right?
And I think that's not what forgiveness is at all. To me, it's not. In my experience, it's never been that. Forgiveness, it has always been about releasing me from that situation. And no one can release me from that situation but me.
Yep.
And I have to come to that point.
Preach.
Well, we do. Like, we've all had to come to a realization where it's not comfortable, you know, forgiving someone. It's not comfortable saying to someone who has hurt you that I'm not okay with what you did. I'll never be okay with what you did, but I'm not going to allow that to affect me the way it has anymore. That's essentially what forgiveness is. Mm. But, we started talking about this on our last podcast, and one of the things that I wanted to bring up about that, and maybe, you know, for somebody or even for you guys, the four people that we need to come to grips with, and I definitely is your parents, is one that we have to forgive, that we need to come to a point of forgiveness with, and then your past relationships is the second one.
Why?
And then again, because
he said those,
because
why,
those,
sir?
because those are people that you're tied to.
Oh no, I'm not talking about now parents.
Yeah,
I agree with you 100% because that's why I deal with what I deal with every day, because my mother died before we can clear up a lot of things. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Yeah.
Before as past relations, we talking about actual like. Marriages,
your past relationship. It could be marriage. It could be your best friend. It could be whatever. But it's people in the past. It's someone that's been. Here's the way I would look at it: someone that you have absolutely told everything about yourself to, that person or those people that you've shared those intimate moments with in your life. And it doesn't have to be a boyfriend girlfriend type situation. It could be a best friend. It could be, you know, in my case, as you know, Lane, that I've shared a lot of my life with my previous business partner that knew a lot of very personal and knows a lot of very personal things about me. So it's coming to a place to be able to forgive that situation for me personally.
Yeah.
I do think it's important because the thing is that unforgiveness, that anger, that when you mention someone's name and your blood boils or your eyes like start quivering because they just bring something out in you that's not okay. That effect that it has on you physically really does have an effect on you physically.
It does, like no cap, for real.
Yeah,
like that's so, like I was saying earlier. That's why I'm quick to forgive, because I want to. If you want to live, you got to forgive, bro, because it really will affect your health. You know what I'm saying? Mental and physical. Like you will be messed up. Like you worrying about what everybody's saying and what. Like Lane said, half the time these people ain't thinking about you majority of the time, and the people that's thinking about you, they can help you.
They can help.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to cut you off, but I.
So Jay, are you asking us to search our hearts and to find if there's people.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's a challenge for all of us to get to that point. Okay. I'll tell y'all, with me and my parents, they recently celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And yeah, man, there was maybe a year or two ago. I don't remember,
50 years. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. They've been together that long. And trust me when I tell you, they have gone through hell and back and continue to fight the good fight.
Yeah, they do. You'll get bored.
I don't know. You have to ask them. You'll need to ask my mom and my dad. 50 years, bro. 50 years.
King needs to meet them so he can. Yeah.
No.
You do. But
yes.
No, I really want you to meet my parents. Them. I'm going to take you to that.
So, yeah, again, guys, I'm the only one having met his family.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Squirrel moment. Go ahead.
Squirrel.
Squirrel moment. Squirrel moment. I forgot my point. What was I talking about?
Goofy.
Mom and
you took me down this now.
Mom and dad.
Squirrel ass.
Mom and dad have been married for 50 years and they've gone through hell and back.
You still don't know his point.
We're
still
talking about forgiveness.
I still don't know my point.
We're talking about forgiveness.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. So I was doing the video for mom and dad's wedding and my uncle. Who's my grandfather's brother? He's still with us. He had a video from mom and dad's wedding from 50 years ago that was on those reels, those kind of projectors that they don't even make anymore. And so he wanted me to take that film. He had never seen it since the wedding, and he wanted me to take it and digitize it. So I did. And bro, when I saw that footage of my parents in their early 20s getting married. That was such a healing moment for me because I understood that with all the mistakes that my parents made, I'm the oldest, so I got the brunt, I got the hit from everything. I understood they were just freaking kids, bro.
Absolutely.
They were children.
Yep.
They were kids making adult decisions as kids. And for me, it clicked in my head. I can't be mad at them because they were kids, you know, making these big decisions in life. And it just, I was fine. And not that I wasn't upset with my parents and I have gone through our discussions.
So what you've been through with that, like was some type of trauma? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there was a lot of trauma. Definitely a lot of trauma that I suffered as a kid, including me being sexually abused, all of that. Like you ask yourself, how can that happen when, why weren't you guys there to protect me? Like you get all those questions, wasn't that there? Why weren't they there? But then you realize, I realized looking at this video that I had never seen before, it's like I'm being introduced to my parents for the very first time as 20-year-olds. And it was the weirdest experience that I had editing that video, but it did a lot of healing for me. And I probably cried a whole lot. I think I may have had a couple whiskeys in me, but bro, I cried like crazy watching that because I understood. Finally, I understood that these were kids making adult decisions. And so some of us, you know, we deal with our past hurts, and you deal with that, but your parents are absolutely important to forgive because that's the foundation of your existence. It is. And then your past relationships, again, I'm going to go with that because those people are the people that you've shared your intimate, most intimate secrets and moments with. After that, everybody else that hurt you, you got to let it go. People, I told y'all a story the other day about me popping off in the store.
Stop. No, wait, Lane, hold on.
Go ahead.
Ever talk this much. Nigga, you been drinking?
Nah, I swear to God.
This nigga, he needs a therapy session. Keep going, brother.
My God, Logan.
Get that nigga here.
Logan. Like,
it kind of got quiet. I was like, we're going to listen to what the brother got to say because he is really
out because we are working through these challenges.
Well, how long
are
you going to hold it in?
No, I'm letting it go.
He said,
can I say Christ. Pause? Pause.
No, you didn't. Okay. Pause.
Logan, stop it.
Listen, I don't understand, man. Because sometimes people be holding on to stuff forever.
But that. Okay,
yeah. Well, I mean, this has been a lifelong journey for.
That was my point.
As I'm sure it has. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like some people get information later and realize hindsight. Some people get information and realize, wow, all this time I've been dealing with this and I didn't know, da 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 da. John, as you were talking, and we can go back to your being in the store about to pop off on somebody's story.
No, we. As I'm tired of him popping off.
Hold on.
Stop popping off.
You
that's
can't pop off
problem.
And he can't. You can pop off and then he can't pop off. Everybody gets to pop off, okay? Everybody gets to pop off tonight.
I'm sorry.
But as you were talking, Jay, I literally
what?
Saw a picture.
Wait, what? Shut everybody gets to what?
Pop
hold
off.
On, wait a minute.
Come back to
wait
me, King.
Yeah, let me get it together back. For a second, man. Hold on.
Come
what,
back
what
to
just
me.
Happened?
You've been drinking.
Come back. Come back to me, Logan.
Wait a minute.
Well, Jay,
man.
When you
what
were talking, I could see the pictures of my mom and dad. It was 19 and 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
And you think about all the resentment that you've had and held against them, you know, over different things that have happened in life. You think about that. Like, they were kids,
they were
man. They were kids. Especially, you know, when we were younger, obviously they were kids making these big decisions. You know, my dad was buying houses at 21 years old.
My dad bought a house at 19.
See, they just thought different back then. I don't know what that was.
Okay, now go back to this basket.
It was different.
Tell us about who you done popped off in the...
You remember that. You know, we ain't got to hear that story.
Is this the same story,
no
though?
No. But that's what I'm saying.
Did you forgive
like,
the person?
I don't know the
hell
guy.
No.
I don't know
but you
the guy.
Asked us about forgiving relationships and family.
No, he ain't forgiving. He cussed that man the entire out.
I did. He needs to forgive me.
See? See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Nah, bro.
Yeah, he needs to forgive me.
Nah, brother. Brother.
And I think the most important person that we need to forgive that we don't is ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, you need to forgive yourself. And that's the person that
I agree.
You least forgive and you least even consider in all of the equation is forgiving yourself and showing that grace on yourself. Facts. That's who we don't show it to.
I agree.
It's easier to show it with each other. But when it comes to me, that's when I don't have
I'm gonna
I don't
disagree
have
because I can forgive me so fast. It ain't
really.
Can you really, King?
No cap. On certain things, yes.
You said on certain. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what dictates, you know, when you say certain things, are you saying like things that are minimal or things that are big things? Like, how do you determine, okay, it's easy for me to give in this situation versus this situation? Mm-hmm. Like,
good
have
question.
You thought about that?
Haven't thought about it. I said like this, a few years back, I came into this newfound peace. This newfound, you know what I'm saying? And it's like forgiving. Yes. Huh? I forgive me too. Yeah, because I love me.
Mm. Is that how it go? Yes. Huh? I forgive me too.
I forgive me. Yes.
Because love me.
I love me.
You don't love me?
Because at the end of the day, if you don't love you.
What's wrong with you? Like,
oh, Jesus. Here she go.
All right.
I'm just playing.
But no, like for real, forgiving myself. And like, and I do agree with you, Montez. Like, we got to forgive ourselves in order to move forward. It's a lot of stuff I can't. I'm still dealing with for us forgiving myself. Big thing is my mother dying alone.
Yeah, I know you talk
about that
a lot.
That was nothing that I could do about that.
That wasn't your fault at all.
It wasn't my fault. I agree with that, but it's still kind of hard because it's like, could have been a better son. I could have had those last moments. I could have, what could I have done? Because again, I've gotten to a point in my life, I'm just so used to being able to get it done. Or I want to do what? Yeah, I'm going to do that too. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't. There was nothing I could have done. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing I could have done. So, yeah, that, you know, that's hard for me to forgive myself, but I'm working on it. I don't let it control my emotions or dictate how I feel that. But, you know, sometimes I have my days. You know what I'm saying? But my days are now becoming hours. You know what I'm saying? Because there were days I would just lay in the bed.
Yeah.
Now it's just a few hours and it's like, all right, let's just get on up. Because I promise you, I just don't, that grit. And I think it's more so, I don't like the feeling of that. Mm-hmm. I don't like the feeling of being mad at nobody. I don't like the feeling of being angry with nobody. I don't like the feeling of being PO'd at, I'm pissed at you, bro. What you, you know what I'm saying? I don't like the feeling of, bro, I want to knock this dude head off, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't like that feeling.
Can I tell you
that's
something?
A lot of energy. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy. And believe it or not, negative energy takes more It takes more energy to create negative energy to positive
absolutely.
Energy.
Absolutely. And you be tired. You might, why am I so tired? But you know,
and going right to bed.
And going
early.
Right to bed. Like you done labored. You done belabored. You know
what I'm saying?
You know,
right.
One of the things that hit me several years ago, because I was dealing with a situation and I had to ask, you know, we've lost a lot of people. You know, I'm not trying to be morbid, but I'm going to be real. We've lost a lot of people, right? Friends, people our age, you know, people in our communities. And I always ask myself, because it's a time for reflection, what was the last encounter that I had with that person? And am I okay with that? Am I okay with the last conversation I had with this person?
And that's part of you forgiving yourself?
No, that's part of me forgiving, going back to the original question when Jay was talking about, you know, forgiving your parents and relationships and stuff like that. You know, I might not be as quick sometimes, but I always get to a place where I ask myself, are you okay with that last conversation? That doesn't mean you have to agree. You know what I mean? You can agree to this.
You really go through life thinking like that?
Yes. I've lost too many people.
I mean, we all have, but I've.
But I don't think I see why.
It's just an exercise I put myself through so I can be conscious.
I think you do it because that's just who you are at your core.
Yeah.
Like, that's just who you are.
Yeah.
You're considerate of, you know, you definitely do your very best to be considerate with other people. And that's just, it's who you are. But does that mean that that's not who King is? Like, that what is the difference?
Y'all niggas, it's like y'all the home team or something. Because y'all, never mind. We'll talk about that when we go.
What are you talking about?
What is the home team? I'm sharing. I'm being very vulnerable.
It's all good.
I am being very vulnerable right now.
No, you're not.
I am out here.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm out here in
you
the
are.
Streets.
No, you are, for real.
Are you saying that we're on the same side and you're not?
Oh,
is that what
you're saying, Jake?
Because I be feeling like y'all be coming for me. Y'all be it's a tandem.
We're not. We're
like, you know what I mean?
Ain't nobody thinking about you.
We're literally.
And I said it
right,
earlier.
We're literally.
Ain't nobody thinking about you. I'm worried about. I'm trying to deal with my inner childhood stuff I need to be dealing with.
See? Rejection trauma. See that?
See that? See that? I'm about to say that.
Did you see that?
But I'm the one that led the conversation.
Listen,
with
ladies and gentlemen,
I deal with
what y'all just heard
trauma.
And just saw was a full-on example.
Yes, let me give myself
rejection
an affirmation.
Trauma.
Let me see.
Me.
Let me
talking
see.
To blue. They not even worried
you're
about
gonna
me.
They're not going to do this. We are. Positive energy nourishes my body and helps to radiate.
I wasn't talking about you having you dealing with a. I was talking about me.
Okay, but
that was me. That was definitely
y'all the home
rejection.
Team?
What
is that?
And what we go back and say, you make easy assumptions what others think about you.
We're all.
See, I was like,
we're giving them a demonstration of our traumas.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, us. Yay, us.
Yay,
us.
Good job. Good job.
Listen, y'all.
Hey, but we working through this stuff.
I know it's funny. It's funny, but maybe if people don't know that, they're like, what do they mean?
A lot of people
we
don't
just
know.
Gave you an example right there.
A lot of people
we just
don't
gave
know.
You an example of most of it. Yeah. Most of the childhood trauma we talked about today, we've just given you an example of it. And that it was a real interaction.
That
wasn't a scripted interaction. That was none. That was a real life interaction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People
so I'm glad we talked about this, bro. And I think we need to talk more about it because we can get deep into it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I got to be honest with y'all. I know somebody said at the top of the show we can do affirmations at the end of the show, but I don't even have no affirmation right now.
No.
Let's think about them and start next week.
Okay. But I will, before we benedict, when we leave, I do have an encouraging word for people. It doesn't have to be an affirmation.
No, give your encouraging word, man.
Are we going in an encouraging word? Okay. So here's
one, two, three, go. Boom. Now I'm playing.
So what I want to say is, I'm trying to be serious. Okay.
Go be serious.
So what I want, I just want to encourage you to, if you're lost on how do I even identify these things that we're talking about, seek help. And if you're like in the corporate space or in the corporate sector, or the marketplace, 9 times out of 10, your corporation has an EAP program, an employee assistance program, where they offer free counseling. You can do assessments and just go in there and say, hey, I'm curious. Let me see where I'm at. Do like a check. Start there. Maybe you're on another level. Get counseling. You know, you don't have to be crazy. Let's remove the stigma that you have to be crazy to get counseling. Just go get checked. You know, just do a self-check. Give it as a gift to yourself first. We talked about forgiving yourself a minute ago. give it as a gift to yourself, and you're going to be amazed at the things you discover and that the things that you would want to uncover that could help somebody else in the future. So don't feel crazy if you got to get help, because I think it's a beautiful thing. So that's all I want to say. I want to encourage people with that.
That was so encouraging.
You like that?
That was good. Montez, what else you got, bro? What else you got?
Man, well, you know what? Since we're talking about the traumas and stuff, there is a thing that I did want to go over with you guys. Mm-hmm. The difference between, do you guys know what music therapy is?
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all heard of that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
I know some. I've heard of some music therapy schools, actually.
Well, I just heard about certain frequencies makes you feel
okay. Good. Okay.
Sound therapy, so that's kind of it.
Sound therapy, that's kind of it.
I know when I was y'all probably did the same thing too. Like I used to listen to the radio, and I would record, you know, we had those big radio stereos and stuff, and you would just record your mixtape, and you would just put that, and you would have your like sad songs, and then you have your party songs, man. And right, that funny as it may sound, that's also music therapy, like putting together your playlist of songs that will really invoke certain types of emotions in you so that you can bear whatever it is that your day gave you for that time. So maybe that's
like that.
Maybe that's a part of like people, you know, getting healed from this trauma that we're talking about, is finding music, finding things that just help you at least explore what's happening in your heart, in your mind, whatever that may be.
Make sure you get the right music, because some music make you feel, you know, you get angry, be like, man, you be like, boy, I want to, ooh. So, you know, you got to be careful with that now. That's why, real talk, you got to really be careful with all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're just going to play a song and you're like, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. Did you not hear the song you just listened to?
Yeah.
Like, I'm real careful what I watch on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to like watching the true crime shows. I used to like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the big plan on my
psyche. Having grown up where I grew up at, I start feeling real dark and real heavy, and I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying? So music therapy is kind of like that same thing. Like, you really got to be careful with that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Music,
like, I really like listen to, there are a few YouTube channels, like one I'm listening to now, it's 528 Hertz. It emits positive energy and healing energy. Uh-huh. And I'm not saying people should do it, but I know if I put it on and just kind of clean the kitchen or something, everything just kind of, you know, that's why they have certain music playing at, what is it, massage therapy,
hospitals.
Massage parlors. Hospitals,
it's all strategic, right?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just even the therapy, you know, being behind it for me, like how I'm feeling that day, if I really just want to feel, I'm going to 528 Hertz.
Yeah.
And it's a long, the video ends up like being like maybe 2 hours. Sometimes they got 8 hour videos. You know what I'm saying? You can go to sleep with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a thing for me, man.
Yeah. I got a confession.
That is really a thing for me.
I have a confession.
You got a confession.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
These are my confessions.
All right. So, moment. And we're back. Since King brought that up. So, a lot of times I have to speak to groups, right, for different reasons. And what they don't know, but they'll know now if they're watching this or listening to this.
I'm about to say, you just told them.
I'm going to tell it because we out here.
Sound like America right now.
We telling everything.
The president limousine.
I'm about
got
to
this
tell
and got that and got this and got that. You going
to tell? I'm about to tell you what's in my limousine.
Go ahead.
So a lot of times when I'm speaking, people don't know this, but I have music playing in my background. And sometimes it's music that has scriptures, like, being spoken or not. Sometimes it could be like waterfalls. It could be, you know, rivers. Mm-hmm. It could be birds, you know, nature. They can't hear it. But I do that when I'm feeling anxious, because before I have to speak before crowds. I mean, this happened to me the other day. I was freaking out. And I'm like, Lane, this is what you do. But I was just having a moment. My anxiety was really high, and I just put that music on. Nobody heard it. And I was like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I was ready to rock and roll. So, and then I also have playlists in my phone. Like, when I want to feel encouragement, I have songs curated for that. If I need energy, I have songs curated for that. If I'm, you know, in a vibe, and here's something else. I know y'all gonna clown me for this, but whatever. When I'm cleaning up the house and I just want to feel like I'm gonna use one of King's tones, I listen to James Taylor. I have a James Taylor playlist on my phone, and it just
she said that we're supposed to get excited.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Yes, and I got to see him live. I did. Thank you very much.
Okay, so?
Don't be a hater. I'm telling you the things that Lane does to, you know, have a woosah moment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you gotta have, but you gotta have those woosah moments. I ain't mad.
Sure.
Like real talk, you whatever works for you in that sense.
Yeah.
Handle your business, because like I'm telling you, I literally will go to YouTube and put on 528 frequency. And just let the music play. Sometimes I open the patio door and just let it all air out.
So
I do it for like an hour or so and move on with my day.
So tell me about that, bro. When you like, do you just search 528 hertz and then there's playlists catered to that?
No, yep. There are playlists catered to that. There's videos that are catered to that frequency, which is what you do, you look up positive energy. You look up positive energy. Frequencies.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's an array of videos that just plays these sounds, and you know, and in those sounds it does have nature going on and all that. But it's crazy part about the birds chirps is in those frequencies. You know what I'm saying? Everything in that song is in this.
Now what is the science based off of? Who did the study or what is that?
You know what? If you give me to next week, I can give you a real legit answer.
Back to you, Jack.
No. Seriously, I can give you a legit, because that's a good question. I never thought about that. You know what I'm saying? It was just being around some of the people I've been around. You hear things like this and you say, man, you know what? I'm going to try this. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Like one morning.
Because I know people have said some about like the 808 being on a very certain kind of negative frequency. I've heard that.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with the 808. I had one of the homies. He hadn't heard an 808 in a while, and I had a big speaker subwoofer in the studio one time.
Uh-oh.
And it sent homie into a panic attack.
Really?
For real. Yeah, for real. Like the homie went, he started having a panic attack. Because I'm going through 808 sounds, and I'm messing with it. And he, like, so you really got to be careful with the
what is it when people are that sensitive to frequencies like that? What is that? That's another thing that I want to find out. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
That we're that's gonna be next episode, because I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff that we can talk, because this is a rabbit hole that I like to go down. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And just because people fail to realize you have to be careful with that. You have to be careful with the keys of the songs that you playing or listening to. Mm-hmm. And this, that, you really got to be careful, man, because that's a real situation. Like when I saw the homie freak, like he legit had a panic attack, couldn't breathe, broke out in sweats and the whole nine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that 808 was not it for him today.
I'm trying not to laugh at you right now. Oh my God, I'm trying so hard not to.
No, that's crazy.
You start laughing.
But you know,
that's crazy.
So I really like doing that. Because the trauma, this trauma we read about tonight and talked about. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got rejection trauma, abandonment trauma, betrayal trauma.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's a lot, bro. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, you got people that say you got to meditate for 25 minutes on certain. I really do believe in that. And I don't want to try to hurt nobody's feeling, but I do believe in that meditation and just kind of speaking affirmations to yourself.
Uh-huh.
You dig what I'm saying? Because I remember, what's the dude name? Russell Simmons. He used to, at like 6 in the morning here in Texas, he used to go live on Instagram and just do meditation. I did it one morning. I was like, whoa.
You were like, huh?
This is like, it really felt amazing. Like, I really felt stuff moving through my mind and clearing up. Like, I felt it, bro. Like, it was, I was so to the point where I I haven't did it again. I was a little nervous about it. It
was, you was like, what is this?
Like, what is, yeah, what is this?
What
have
we done tapped into?
You know what I'm saying? So I believe in all those things, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have
what
to
do you say
yourself.
To people who, like, what do you say to people who are, you know how we grew up in church, but there's people that are very super spiritual. What do you mm-hmm. say to the people that say that that's not from God, that that's
what,
something
affirmations?
Else? Yeah.
The Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. The Bible also said the tongue is a pen of a ready writer.
Why not write?
Meaning what you say, you gonna speak it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. man, so you think it, so it is. I think mm-hmm. I'm great, therefore I am.
Yeah.
So they can play with people. Mm-hmm. They don't play with me with that. Don't play with me.
Do you really think God wants us to think less of ourselves? For
absolutely
what?
See, not.
Listen, let me say this. Sister Lane, God bless
you.
Sorry. I'm going to say this.
Did you say Sister Lane?
I don't, because if we, where I can go with this, mm-hmm. it's not good right now.
Don't
because,
do it.
Because you heard what you said. Do you really think God, some people do. They want you to think less of yourself
right.
so they could be.
Yeah.
We can talk about this.
For they benefit, oh, but that ain't from him.
That's a whole nother episode,
okay.
ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
And we're going to have a, and you know what's crazy about
calm
that?
Down.
Mr. Montez, we need to have a preacher on the show when we do that. Because I want to hear a real legit response. Not from neither one of our experiences. I want to hear from them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, meditate. Go ahead, Lane. I'm sorry. Let's get us up. Get up out of here.
Yeah, let's get on up out of here. Yeah. This has been a great.
But I hope this show helps somebody though.
Listen, y'all. Oh gosh, it's a lot, and not a lot as in a burden in a negative sense, but we do have a burden for people to do well.
Yeah,
that is a very real thing, and I could speak on behalf of all of us to say, we want to see you do well, man. We want to see you win, man. Because when you winning, we winning. You know what I mean? So before I start preaching and stuff. Because
she turned up. Hey, when I'm winning,
I am real turned. Like,
winning.
I don't
know. Ooh, Lord. Hey. And then come over and take the time. And ooh, you lose, I lose.
Ooh,
psych,
Jesus.
I didn't lose. Mm. You lose because you thought you lost. Ah. Okay, let me stop playing. That's how she was getting ready to tune up. That's
please
how she was getting ready to
put
up.
A Hammond B3 organ under that, because that right
all
there
right,
was
Lane
like,
I hope nobody does that.
Listen, please, somebody snip
somebody
this.
Clip what? That and put an
wait,
organ. That'd be hilarious.
One of my organ playing homeboys, I need you, listen, snip
that'd
this.
Be hilarious.
And I'm going to need you to put that good old Hammond B3 right up under
listen,
that.
Listen, that is hilarious. That would be hilarious. I would love to see that.
Oh, I'm going to find a way to make it happen.
We should clip that part. You clip it and send it to somebody.
Clip it, and I'm going to say, listen. I'm going to call Bobby. I'm going to say, listen, just, I put plug that thing up.
Listen,
Bobby, plug
that'd
it.
That'd be funny.
But listen, we thank y'all for joining us on this episode, man, where we kind of took a deep dive into the mental health space, talking about childhood trauma affecting our adult life. This is a never-ending conversation, right? Because we are living and we are forgiving and we're learning and we're growing every day, learning something new about ourselves. But thank y'all for being here. Thank you for liking, subscribing, clicking the notification bell on our YouTube page. Thank you for listening on our audio platforms, downloading the episodes so that you can listen to them again and again and again and share them with your friends. And again, did I say again? And so I'm going to throw it over to, I'm going to throw the mic over to my brother so he can benedict
catch it.
Us.
You- yeah, y'all see that lady? Catch it. Listen, y'all gotta look at that. That's
you
great.
You need to send me that. Okay, you need to get us up out of here, bro. You need to get us up out
of here. Listen, man, listen. It's again, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in, watching, listening. Like she said, download, please like, subscribe, share, all the things.
All of them.
We appreciate y'all, man. Try to get us up, to get these subs up. We do appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much, man. Montez, you good? As you said in church, all hearts and mind clear.
Clear.
All right, I'm going to go and give us this. Clear.
Clear.
I'm going to give us this benediction, and it goes a little something like this. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent one from another. May he keep you in perfect peace is our prayer. I'm King. That's Lane. That's Money Montez with the white hand up. And it's the homie Max in the back.
The white
peace. Y'all take it easy, man.